Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all are doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow, straight gate path. You help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. The Spirit intercedes for you as well. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another day to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us, coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights, the weeks, the weekends. He is always looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten Son who died for the world, since rose up 3 days later. There's plenty of things in Most High God's stuff for us throughout our lifetime. It continues to keep doing for us because his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures forever. Amen. So always keep him first. Always worship him, thank him, praise him, call on him, sing a song to him, hearken to his word, hearken to his voice. Dedicate everything to him. Stay obedient and trust him in everything you got going on in your life. Always have him more, most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, lift each other up, support each other, all those great, awesome, amazing things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us all be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered off four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and the future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many tribulations and hardships, for his name's sake, for the gospel's sake, for the kingdom's sake. Stay strong, steadfast, firm, and encouraged. Just know that brothers and sisters of the faith support you, and we know that the Messiah is always with us forever to the end of age. Amen. Much love to the great tribulation saints up the road. Much love to all the engrafted branches of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, countries, all ends of the earth, everywhere. Much love to the brand new converts out there, the brand new creatures of Christ, the born again believers, the Holy Spirit filled believers, the godly renewed, transformed people of all walks of life, all countries, all regions, all ends of the earth, everywhere. Anybody who just repented, God bless you. Anyone who just got baptized, God bless you also. Anybody who's reading the Bible, God bless you too. Anybody who's having dreams, encounters, visions, testimonies, experiences, accounts of the Most High God, God bless you as well. If you did not repent and get baptized, go repent and get baptized ASAP immediately. Shalom, family, greetings to all of you. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, all countries, everybody, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains, the insects, let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High God. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice. Always rejoice. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful sound. Cry out to him. Dance. Express yourself. Play an instrument. Do what you need to do for the Most High God. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship him in spirit of truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Love your neighbors, you love yourself. Let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till the Son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night in the twinkling of an eye. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant, watchful, prayed up. washed by the water by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Let's keep our lamp in oil. Let's stand our purpose and call for the Most High God. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High God has told us personally, according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situations, our gifts, our talents, circumstances, handle it, people, most definitely. Stay on fire for the Lord. Keep it all together for the Most High God. Fear God and keep the commandments. Make sure you know the Most High God personally and obey the gospel of the Messiah. Be a doer of the word and work out your own salvation with trembling fear. Keep the faith, keep the word of God, keep the testimony of the Messiah. Keep the laws, statutes, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, judgments, charges, observances, statutes, promises, covenants, blessings, morals, testimonies, everything. Get a Bible, get a 5-subject notebook, get a pack of 24 pens, and write a whole copy of the Torah from Genesis all the way through Deuteronomy, by the jot, by the tittle, by the line, by the precept. Keep the law in your mind, keep the law in your heart, keep the law in your mind, in your inward parts, keep the law in your heart. Embrace the new covenant and press forward on your journey, people, forevermore, most definitely. Repent and get baptized. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repent and believe in the Messiah. Repent and believe in the one who sent the Messiah. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Keep the law and testimony of God, your life, always serve people who give your life to the Messiah. Follow the way, truth, and life every single day, forever, the way everlasting. Your sins are forgiven. You are forgiven. Sin no more. And today's message, what I love to do is go to today's day devotional in the email. And then from there, I will close out with the prayer. I will close out with the priestly blessing. And I will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. And praise his only begotten Son who died for the world, since rose up 3 days later. Amen. We touch and agree. So here we go. All right. Your daily prayer is based on 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. It starts off with a quote. God honors not just how we begin, but how we finish, faithfully, humbly, and surrendered. Quote, scripture of the day, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Prayer, thank you, God, that in Christ I am a brand new creation. The old has gone, old thinking, old habits, old attitudes and behaviors. It is gone forever. You have set me free from my past, free from my failures and mistakes, free from any obstacles that was standing in my way. Hallelujah. I am forgiven. I am free. And I am ready, Lord, for anything, everything you have for me. I'm ready to do great things for you and your kingdom. Now is the time. This is my moment in history. This is what I give everything I have and everything I am to live the life you have called me to do and live by, to accomplish amazing things in your power and for your glory. I declare today that I will not let anything stop me. I will not let anyone discourage me. I will keep my eyes on the prize and press on until I achieve victory. Lord, remind me as I pursue the goals and dreams you've given me that the success I seek is not for me, not for my own sake. My success is meant to be a beacon of hope, a sign or a signal, a light that draws others to you. May they too become new creations and be made new in you. In Jesus' name, amen. We touch and agree, people of the Bible. What kind of legacy are you leaving behind? As David's life draws to a close, he speaks one final charge to his son Solomon, not about ruling with might, but about walking faithfully with God. He tells him, be thou strong and keep the charge of the Lord thy God. 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 2 through 3. David knew that true leadership begins with obedience, not power. His story reminds us that how we finish matters just as much as how we begin. Are we investing in others? Are we preparing someone to carry on after us? With faith, wisdom, and courage, whether you're a parent, mentor, or friend, your words and actions leave a mark. Like David, we're called to finish well and pass on what matters most, a life lived for God. Fruit of the Spirit, action, gratitude, write down 3 things you're grateful for. Amen. We touch and agree, people. Just prayers up for the communities out there. Just prayers up for all demographics and everyone in their situations at the moment. Always, forever, we're pressing on. And just a furthermore, I like to read also going forward the daily prayer with Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It starts off with a quote, career makes a living, calling makes a life. Quote, scripture of the day, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Pray, Lord, when I am walking in obedience to your word, I trust you are in control of my life. Whatever circumstances you allow to challenge me will be turned for my good. Your goal is to restore my understanding of who I am as a child of God and mature me spiritually and emotionally. All the situations I confront are designed to help me grow and exercise your word in my faith. At first, they seem overwhelming, but as I press into you in prayer and search your word for answers, I gain the strength I need to rise above what I am facing. Thank you for the new freedom on the other side of my difficulties. Amen. When Paul wrote that in all things God works together for the good of those who love him, he wasn't writing theory, he was writing testimony. Paul had been imprisoned, shipwrecked, beaten, and misunderstood, yet he was certain of one thing, God wastes nothing. The same God who redeemed Paul's broken past can redeem yours as well. You may not see the full picture right now, but God is weaving beauty from the threads of your story. Your calling isn't limited to your job title or circumstance. It's about living with divine purpose right where you are. Whether you're in a season of waiting or working, God's call still stands forever. Fruit of spirit, action, gratitude. Send a thank you message to someone who has impacted your life throughout lifetime. Amen. We touch and agree. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his counsel upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah barakatha. Praise the Lord. The name above all names, hallelujah. Praise him. Yes, the last Adam, second Adam, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, the advocate, hallelujah. Praise him, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega, amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of the Lamb's book of life, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the blessed and only servant, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, the firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of his people, the hope of Israel, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Yehovah, Yah, Yahusha, Yahawashai, Yahusha HaMashiach, Yeshua HaMashiach, Yahawashai, Elohim, Yahuwah, Yah, Jah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nasai, Jehovah Rapha, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge King Eternal. He is the King of Israel, amen. He's the King of Kings, hallelujah. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest praise. Hosanna, the Son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Hosanna of the highest praise, Hosanna in the highest. Peace from heaven to the King. King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the everlasting King, very beautiful King, the King of heaven, the King of Zion, the King with multiple crowns, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world, the Lamb without spot, without blemish, the last Adam, the second Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my portion, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the Lord of the harvest, the Lord of the Sabbath. The man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrected, the life giver, the abundant life. He came to give you life and give it more abundantly. The revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the son of Joseph, the son of Mary, the consecrated son, the holy thing, the tabernacle, the sanctuary, the temple, the one sacrifice, the sustainer, the sufficient one, the teacher, the rabbi, the rabbinai, the praise of the children, the praise of the poor, yes, the just one, the one meteor stone, the builders rejected, the manna from heaven, the bread of life, the bread from heaven, the Aleph Tau, the suffering symbol, the star out of Jacob, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He's the truth, amen. He's the way, hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word made flesh, the living word of Jehovah, the word of Yah, hallelujah. Praise him most definitely. We know that his word is purified silver, refined furnace and clay. Seven times David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. And we touch and agree that the Messiah is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. He is a sinless high priest, the everlasting king. He is the way everlasting, most definitely, y'all. Just prayers up for all demographics, all peoples, all conditions, all circumstances, all ends of the earth and every country out there. And y'all just stay strong out here in these last days that we're in these perilous times. A lot going on in the world, a lot going on in your personal life, but keep God first and stay strong, people. God will answer our prayers forever. He'll protect us forever. He guides forever. Amen. We touch and agree in his son's name, most definitely. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.